There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You
slimy
scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that has all the pew pew pews. And joining me, as always, is the queen of
Blaster Fire?
Zafariza? I don't know. I was just making up a name. Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Hi. I'm good. Actually, that is one of my favorite scenes in, the first one was of the last Star Wars. So it was The Force Awakens. What was the second one? I can't believe I can't remember this. I watched it all the time.
Rise of the Skywalker?
No, that's no. The last one. It was the middle.
Force of the Jedi?
No, I can't remember. Oh, The Last Jedi. That's it. Okay, so in The Last Jedi.
Driving this Jedi?
Shut up. Driving the Old Jedi? That probably would have been a great name. They actually, the person who played, Laura Dern, who was Holdo with the purple hair, you can actually see when they were shooting, when she was shooting a blaster, she actually made it all the time. She went, pew, 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 every time she did it. And you actually can see her say pew on the scene where she kicks it and there's smoke and then she fires her blaster. So kind of hysterically funny, just because I love that scene. I'm just, John, we're at 41 days.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first Dragon Con night. Yep. As we record this, I had my first Dragon Con nightmare last night. And my nightmares are never ever about anything about con.
Mm-hmm.
My nightmare went into three different things. First of all, I couldn't find any rooms. Like I couldn't find anybody. There were no rooms anywhere.
So you, there were no signs either then, I assume.
There were no signs. There was no rooms. Everywhere I went, everybody was like, yeah, this is Dragon Con, but I don't know where you're supposed to be. So that was a part of it. Then I went into this part of it where I was dressed as a Highlander, which may happen. But then it was like, I like had to sword fight people and I wasn't any good at it. And then it just transformed into me sitting on a floor going, I can't find the Ewoks. I can't find the Ewoks. No idea what any of that meant, but that was my nightmare last night. I woke up going, why the hell was I looking? I'm not Star Wars. Why the hell was I looking for Ewoks? So my worry about that was more that I was looking for Ewoks than that I couldn't find the Ewoks when I woke up. But we have a lot of people that have been, so that's,
well, you know, the Ewoks are the teddy bears that are in that Star Wars one. You know, the one that just came out. It's one of my three top favorite movies.
One of your three top favorites, The Empire Strikes Back or The Return of the Jedi? Really? Uh-huh. Okay, that's good.
That was a Whatever. Stranger Things reference to the end of
Yes, it was awesome. Stranger Things was great. Everybody should watch Stranger Things because
I'm
they
pretty
are
sure
all
that
so cool.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 80% of the people listening to this have watched Stranger Things.
Pretty good majority. And, you know, we can't wait. I mean, I cannot wait to talk about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. We have any guests? Yep. Not that they have any.
We do have
each
guests,
other.
But not any Stranger Things guests. But we do have guests. We got a pretty good, I don't want to call it a dump, but a drop. That would be the nice word. A drop of guests and professionals and performers. So this came out on the 18th, 17th, and I think the 14th. Yeah, the 15th. So we got a lot of comics people now coming and a lot of game designers. Merle S. Robinson, I'm sure Kevin is going to have a gajillion things where this guy is talking about the national security decision-making game. and broad DOD experience in information technology, which I wonder if EFF will talk about that. That would be kind of cool. We also have a lot of artists, James Jameson, who did worked on American Gods. And we have so many people. But one of the biggest things I keep seeing when I look at this, because there are just too many to list, there are a gajillion comic artists and writers and book people. We have, like, it's just amazing. Like, we have somebody who is coming to, and he's from Canada, so you gotta love him, the guy that writes the Ascend Online series, which is best-selling, and it's awesome. If you haven't read it, you should read it. But, you know, John, where do you go to talk about books at Dragon Con?
Where do I go? Nowhere, because I don't read books.
But, you know, we talked about high fantasy. So if you're going to go and...
High fantasy. How you doing? Hi.
Hi, high fantasy. No, high as in H-I-G-H.
High fantasy. No, as in... No. Dude, high fantasy.
That one. No? That'll go better. Like Game of Thrones. We got that one, right? But, like, just regular science fiction. I actually have somebody that might be able to answer that.
Oh, do you? That's very, that's very convenient for this podcast.
Amazing. It's amazing who we can just show up. We got Sue, who is the director of science fiction literature at Dragon Con in a track. So hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi. I'm great. I'm just trying, you know, these segues never get better. Never.
But the segues that are in science fiction books are awesome.
No, they aren't. Segways are a thing of the devil. No, there are those and those bikes you can rent and then just leave somewhere. No, those are all inventions of the devil.
So this is totally off topic.
But, yeah, it's okay. Go.
But they've introduced the bird scooters and whatnot to downtown Tampa, and I had to drive through downtown. I almost killed, I don't know, 15 people because I was dropping my daughter off down there for MetroCon, which is an anime convention that's in downtown. Wow. And they were all over the place, and it was ridiculous. I can't even imagine. I know that they had some. I saw some in Atlanta last year. The scooters, the electric scooters.
Yeah. The little electric scooters. Yeah.
I don't know if
they call them bikes, but they are electric scooters. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know if they've added more, but that would be ridiculous at Dragon Con. But it has nothing to do with sci-fi literature. Yeah. I just
I don't know. I haven't seen that many downtown, but I don't go downtown as much as I used to. I remember seeing some last year, Sue. Did you?
I saw some. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. And the good thing is you don't see a whole lot of segues, because the good news about those is there are Atlanta Segway tours, but they don't do as much like right downtown where we are. So that's good. But Sue, have you had a Dragon Con nightmare yet as a director? I have not had one this year.
I should be coming into it in the next few days. You know?
Next few days, right?
It's what I look forward to.
It's how the directors know Dragon Con really is here. Has nothing to do with 50 days, other deadlines. Soon as you get that first good Dragon Con nightmare. Those are always fun. But Sue, you are the director of science fiction. And so we already had Jennifer on to talk about high fantasy.
High fantasy.
No, stop. And but so explain to me high what fantasy. John, 420 on you. And he's coughing. Y'all heard it. What would be in sci-fi literature to shorten it? Sci-fi lit. What would be in your track?
Anything based on hard science, the books of the Expanse.
Love those. Yeah.
Yeah. They're hard science. Robert Sawyer, military science fiction is in my track.
Oh, okay.
The books, not the, you know, shows like Stargate and so forth. And some outlying stuff that doesn't have a whole, you know, a real home anywhere else. So weird stuff.
Weird stuff like that. Weird stuff. Well, I'm going to say I did this. I'm doing it right now. I have four books beside me. And so okay. I understand there's high fantasy. There is high fantasy. I'm going to hurt you. And then there's sci-fi lit. So I'm going to tell you the books I have. And you tell me. I want to make sure I'm thinking of these right. So okay. The first thing I have is Philip K. Dick short stories. So who would that be?
That would be me.
That would be you. Okay, cool.
That would be me.
Then I also have The Hobbit. Yes, this is right beside my bed. Hush. The Hobbit.
That would be high fantasy.
That would be high fantasy. We're never going to get through this. I also, right beside, he's just having way too much fun. Also right beside me, there's a lot of reasons for things, but I also have The Last Jedi novelization. Would that be in a literature track or in the Star Wars track? If anybody was going to talk about it.
Tim
Zahn?
Is that what?
Is that by Tim Zahn?
No, this one was by Jason Fry. I think Alan Dean Foster did The Force Awakens. I think Tim Zahn might be doing the next one. But this is actually the
movie novelization.
This is the movie novelization. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a kind of iffy one. It could be in my track.
Okay.
But it also could definitely be in Star Wars.
Okay, because you could talk about movie novel. There might be a panel somebody could look for, and it might be new movie novelization.
In the past, I've done novelizations and tie-in novels.
Okay, so, cool. And then the other book I have beside me is actually a book about, this is the actual, I cannot remember the title of it because it just fell down, but it's basically the science of Star Trek. And it's a science thing. Like if you wanted transporters, this would be that. So that would be more hard sci-fi, right? For you?
That would be hard sci-fi, but awesome. Since it's the science of Star Trek,
mm-hmm. it could be both.
Probably would be both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. See, that helps me. So now
it could
I
be
know.
In Stephen Grenade's track.
It could be. It could be in science, which it could we will be talking to Stephen later. There's science. So I was trying to help people out and make it more clear, and I made it much less clear. Sorry about that. But you do have something that is in your track no matter what, and it deals with dragons. What's that?
I do.
Dragons? But that's not science fiction. Go on. Sorry. I had to preface it. Go on.
It's okay. This year, my track is taking over the Pern programming.
What?
Because Anne McCaffrey maintained that her dragons were not fantasy dragons. They were science-based. Since they were roughly engineered to fight Thread on Pern, she is correct. And since she's the creator, I go with what she says anyway.
Yeah, I would, because the ghost of Anne might show up, and that we don't want to upset her. We don't.
We don't want to upset her. No, we don't.
She came to Dragon Con for years and years and years. She was a wonderful.
She did.
She was a wonderful guest for Dragon Con. So that's really cool.
I've met her a number of times. And she was always very nice. Yes.
Always very nice. And loved to see the fans every time, because I actually saw her. I don't remember what she was doing a signing with as somebody was leaving and I was helping them get there. And yeah, she was really nice. She was so excited. All the fans were there. She's great.
Yeah.
So cool. So what are some of the topics that you're planning on doing, or what are some of the panels people can be looking forward to?
Well, I'm doing, dying is easy. Comedy is hard. Humor and science fiction.
Yeah.
I also, going back to dragons, I have a panel I'm calling Dragons of Science, Dragons of Fantasy, where they discuss the differences and what makes one or not the other.
Very cool.
And Jody Lynn Nye will be on that one.
Jody's awesome.
She is awesome. Yes. Yes.
And you were saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but she's also going to be on any of your firm panels.
I think she's also going to be on the Perm panel unless she has a conflict, which I'm not sure yet now because I had to move it.
Yeah.
But
And I think, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Go ahead. No,
well, I was like, there are so many, if you go on the site right now and just look at who's there that are the guests, there are a whole lot of authors, but you know, I saw John Ringo was already announced. I saw Larry Niven is currently announced, and he's big in your track, I would assume.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Larry is a grandmaster of science fiction. He is one of the ones I've read, you know, growing up. And I'm so, I was so pleased to meet him a number of years ago before I got involved with Dragon Con, actually, you know, at a convention. And he actually comes to other panels than the ones he's on, which I think is really cool.
That is very cool. So,
yeah. I was so pleased to have him and Jerry Purnell the other year before Mr. Purnell passed.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wrote a number of books together. And it was
Awesome. You know, it is, it's an amazing time right now. I think we already talked about this once. It is such a great time to be a science fiction or fantasy fan. I mean, you've got just amazing movies, you've got amazing books. And I think about my son, especially because, you know, he of course loves Star Wars. He loves, he got really into the, the dragon books. And I want to say it's Eldritch was one of them. I can see them. And they had a dragon. It was a young adult thing with dragons.
Oh,
there were three books and I can't, Pagoni, I think was the author and they're blanket.
Oh, and Paolini. That would be Aragorn.
Yeah. Aragorn.
Paolini.
He got into that, which he also, of course, then read, The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And then, he now then has gone into Ursula K. Gunn. And others. So it's like we have
Le Guin.
Le Guin, thank you. I'm always bad at that. I'm so sorry. Thank you. We have all these amazing authors, but some of them, I mean, you know, he's read Philip K. Dick, and it's like, you know, some of these people are gone, and you're just like, ugh. But then there's so many good authors also. It's hard to read it all. I don't know how to.
It is.
Yeah.
It how is. Do you... I can't read it all.
No.
As much as I would like to. I have a stack of books sitting here.
Oh,
I have not read yet.
No, I do too. Right, I told you those four I have right there beside me, along with others. Those are just four of them right now. Because I'm also reading the Maneater comics, even though there's some issues and some other things. So I'm reading a lot of stuff. West Coast Avengers, if anybody's into comic books, fun as anything. I will use that.
I haven't read that for years.
They just put out a new West Coast Avengers with with Kate Bishop, Hawkeye, kind of as the leader. And it's great. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool. I can't wait. Yeah, it's fun. I'm also reading Squirrel Girl if we're talking about comics. But what are some of the things, like, do you have a go-to book every year you really love to reread, or you always, if somebody says, I don't know where I want to start, I like these kind of things, like, I like military history, well, this is a great sci-fi military to start. Do you have any kind of like those starter books people should use?
For military?
For anything, actually, but yeah.
For military, I go to David Weber.
Oh, awesome.
The Honor Harrington books. Absolutely.
Yes.
The newer really hardcore military, there's a group called the Four Horsemen Universe.
Okay.
It's a number of different writers writing in the same universe. And it is basically mercenaries in the galaxy.
Oh.
And the motto is, you know, kill aliens, get paid.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. For, I also, what else? Charles E. Gannon.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this before. Yeah. His newest book in the Cain Riordan series just came out. I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
It's called Mark of Cain. M-A-R-Q-U-E of Cain.
Ooh.
And I liken his work to Heinlein.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't even bring up Heinlein. I mean, that would be, of course, a huge one for you, too.
Well, yes, Heinlein, absolutely. Heinlein, Arthur C. Clarke. Although Clarke's and Asimov's stuff is can be dated if you read it now. And it has some problematic. But I personally believe that you have to read it for the stories. Mm-hmm. And you have to take into account when it was written.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean it's a free pass, but it's kind of one of those things to remember why you're reading it and talk about why it's problematic now. And yet I still read it. Right. Yeah.
It wasn't when he wrote it, but it is now. Oh, it may be now. And
I mean, I think Philip K. Dick, you have some of that as well. I mean, all of them, I think you do. Of the classics.
I think you do. Yeah.
You have to. I mean, and, you know, 40 years from now, people will say, well, there is this problem. And I'm like, whoops. Yeah. And you got to talk about it. So do you do anything like that, too, to talk about?
I don't have anything planned for this year, but we have in the past.
Cool.
That kind of thing. And I also have done things like Finding the Light, which is a number of authors who have dealt with depression and so forth in their lives, talking about how they cope and how you cope within a fanish/creative venue, or that's not the right word. I can't think of it. I lost the word.
That's okay.
Anyway, so we've discussed that kind of thing. Like I said, I didn't have anything that this year planned.
Yeah, well, that happens. Yeah.
It's one of those things that you know, I cycle through. Mm-hmm. Some years I do it and some years I don't, because you don't want to do the same thing every single year.
Yeah, no, you don't. And that's one of the things I think is great at Dragon Con, is people bring up new stuff every time. Well, for you, there's always new authors and new things going on.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And John?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you don't read books.
Hi, Lee.
We've had this issue. Yeah, hi, John. We had this. Hi, John. You've had this issue before about you not reading. But when will this go up?
This?
Because will it go up on, like, what day? July what, do you think?
July,
the 20th or 21st?
July 20th, probably.
Okay, well, if it's July 20th, the Dragon Con
Awards...
That
would be perfect.
Yeah, the Dragon Con Awards, you have one last day to put in any authors and other people that you think you should do. It's all on the Dragon Con site. Sue, what do you say about... I mean... We do Dragon Con Awards. And
is it Dragon Con Awards or Dragon Awards?
Well, yeah. The Dragon Awards.
The Dragon Awards. Yeah. Sorry. They're done by Dragon Con.
Given out at Dragon Con.
Yes.
But,
there we go.
Yes. But one reason I said July 20th would be perfect is because it's the anniversary of the moon landing.
Oh, that's right.
It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
do you think the space track will have anything on that this year?
Why?
I think they probably should.
Yeah.
If they're not.
Why talk about one of the most just important things that ever happened in the 20th century?
One of the most staged events ever.
Oh, stop. We're not in conspiracies talking real. Thank you, Sue. Tell them to stop it. I tell them all the time. You don't listen anymore. There you go. So that's cool.
Conspiracy? No.
It was there, folks. Don't.
That one.
By there, you mean a soundstage, right?
Even what was that?
Nothing. Move on.
I hate you so much.
Well, we're talking science fiction, aren't we? Why don't we talk about the moon landing?
We're talking about science fiction, as in, you know, Jules Verne. Do you do stuff like on the real classic science fiction, kind of like the Jules Verne, the H.G. Wells, any of that?
I have. I have a series that I was calling Remembering Taking a Classic Author, but. I've changed it to Introducing, because I want to bring some of these older authors to a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Jack Williamson. This year we're doing Cord Wainer Smith. That's some of the weird stuff, because Cord Wainer Smith, it was a pseudonym for a godson of Sun Yat-sen.
For what?
I'm sorry, and, Sue. I could not. Sue, that went really. You got really garbled there.
I'm sorry. The author's pseudonym, Cord Wainer Smith,
mm-hmm.
and the author who wrote under that pseudonym was one of Sun Yat-sen's godsons.
Oh, okay.
I wish I knew what all that meant, because I went to public school and it failed me.
It did fail you.
Well,
yeah.
At any rate, he wrote about the underpeople, a very rich world that was not, he didn't have a whole lot of explanations for why things were the way they were.
Oh, okay.
They were just there.
They just did it.
And it was, it's wonderful. So we're doing that this year. And so next year, I don't know what we're going to do.
I never know. And I love that you're doing that, because those are the things that sometimes you do get passed by, you know, the Heinlein, the Clark, the Philip K. Dick, the Ursula, and I'm not going to do it because I always screw up her last name and I feel absolutely terrible every time I do it. Yeah, those are the ones that were like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll read these. But then we forget some of these old historical ones. My son went on a huge H.G. Wells kick for a while when he was like in middle school. So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, we raised a geek from early age. Don't worry about it.
I'm proud of you.
we worked really hard at that. However, then he bought a motorcycle, so don't be too proud.
Well, motorcycle geek.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know. I work on it.
Yeah, but is he vaping?
Okay.
No, okay. He's not. Thank you, John, for
Thank
bringing
goodness.
That up.
Thank goodness.
Oh God, no. So, but Sue, well, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, John.
Oh, I was just going to mention that Lee and her had to bring her son to court to prevent that from happening.
It was on the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
Yeah,
which of course, you know, needs our pimping it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, they need more listeners. We don't.
Yeah, I'm
they
sure
do.
They do. We don't. Oh. They do. Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my son and I, it was a very long argument. I hated the idea of him having a motorcycle ever, but unfortunately I was overruled. So, but then they did laugh at him about the vaping and he didn't do that. So Sue, is there anything else at Dragon Con? Cause we're coming to the end of this, but is there anything at Dragon Con you're really looking forward to this year? That you're like, ooh.
I can't be the only one who's going to say David Tennant.
No, you are not. Not at all.
Only because of Jessica Jones and Good Omens. But
Jessica Jones.
Well, I love Good Omens, but I mean, this is... People are going to have to do without me on the track sometime Friday or Saturday. So
whenever
that I can
there.
Go and either have a photo op or get an autograph, because I don't care how much it costs.
No, that's a good one. Yeah, if you're going to do that one, that's a good one to do. Yeah, yeah. I love him. I do love Good Omens on that. Yeah, where would something like Good Omens go? Because that is beside my bed, too.
Well, Neil Gaiman, Terry Pratchett, I would say that would be science fiction.
Mm-hmm. Discworld
because,
for you, too?
Discworld could be fantasy.
Okay.
But it's so hard to...
Some of them are hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're threading a really weirdly sized button on some of these. I know that's a very weird analogy, but yeah. No, David Tennant, I actually am loving the Good Omens series. I'm rewatching it because it brings me hope in dark days. But I'm also trying to figure out what they did as that little cool... he had that little cool tattoo on his face. On the, this is my right hand, on the right side. And I'm like, dude, I would love to have that at Dragon Con in henna or something like that, just because it would be cool and only certain people would get it. But yes, Good Omens was so good. And Jessica Jones.
So good.
And Jessica, did you see him in Jessica Jones?
I did. He
was an awful bad guy, which is a good thing to say, I guess.
I know. Well, he was a good bad guy in that he played.
Yeah,
No, he embodied the character.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you didn't like him.
No.
But he was so good at it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those
sense at all.
You know, it does, because I think it's one of those things, because somebody was asking me, it was one of my cousins, I think, at Christmas, and they were talking about, well, I just got Netflix and I'm looking at what am I going to watch? And, you know, it keeps coming up like this Jessica Jones and Luke Cage stuff and all that. And they were a Doctor Who fan, so they knew about Tennant and Jessica Jones. And they're like, would I like it? And I'm like, they said, is it any good? And I was like, it is a very well done show. The story is compelling. The characters are compelling. But calling it good, because you kind of get depressed sometimes when you watch it, right? You're like, but it's, is watchable and it should be watched. It's kind of like that, you know? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. It's very well done, yes.
Yeah. And you already said you're doing the How Do You Die in a Marvel thing. Hopefully you don't, or they bring you back somehow. But there was a lot of crying. There was a lot of crying. And sorry, this is a spoiler for Endgame. Somebody dies. And there was a lot of crying. I cried.
There was a lot of crying.
From that. No, actually, I think I started with the Soul Stone thing. And I went basically to the end of the movie. Well, because that was very hard for me. I'm a huge Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Oh, it was. It was. Yeah.
So that one was, I went from there basically to the end of the movie, back and forth in tears and laughter, because it was like, I don't know. Okay, that's kind of funny. That's wonderful. Oh my God, that's such cool.
It was full of.
It was poof. And I'm thinking the Star Wars
stuff.
Poof. Yeah. Good.
That
wonderful.
Doesn't mean anything. I should have better words, you know?
Yeah, well, we're tired. It's
It's only a little over 40 days till Dragon Con, just to remind
Stop
you.
That. Stop that. I don't want
don't, to don't. Well, see, and now I've already given her this thing. She's going to have a nightmare about where the Ewoks too. I have no idea. What the hell was I looking for Ewoks?
Why would you dream about Ewoks?
I'm not sure. I'm really not
that
sure.
That is what electric sheep dream about. Electric sheep.
Ewoks.
Dream about
electric
Ewoks.
Well.
Do Andors dream of. Electric sheep probably do dream about Ewoks.
Ewoks, I mean, it was one, and that was the only thing of the dream that really has stuck with me is Ewoks. Okay, long time. Okay. I haven't even seen that movie in years. So yeah.
So,
but John,
Sue,
I'm leaving you.
Sue, real quick before we forget, whereabouts in the Dragon Con world are you? Where can they
find
you?
As is the plan
right now, because you know. We're hoping everything's going to be this way, but, you know, who knows? It's
Dragon Con. In the Hyatt, in the International Tower, the Embassy A and B rooms.
And so the International Tower is that when you, if I remember correctly, and Lee might actually be impressed that I might be able to get in the general
area.
I'm going to listen,
yeah.
If I come in through the front door, I
of
hang
what?
Uh-huh. of the
no,
Hyatt.
No, of which Hyatt? Of the Hyatt.
Of the
okay.
Hyatt. I hang a right and go around the little gift shop there, and that's where the towers are, right?
Right. And
you
how
are
do you,
correct.
You are correct.
Oh, that's
you
as far did. As I'm getting you, by the way. There's no way I'm getting you anywhere else.
Okay. There are escalators as you go.
Hello?
Well, you first see elevators that will go up to rooms.
Oh, hold on.
And that will also come down.
You cut off for a second there, Lee. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, as John said, you go around the gift shop. There is then an elevator. That is mostly for the rooms in that tower, but I think you can go down on it. And then there are escalators also to get to the rooms that are on that side. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool and a lot of fun. And yes, John, you are exactly right. It's only taking you, what, 10 years?
That's as 12? Far as I can get it. And that's only because I think for several years, the big show that Widge would do was over in that area, and I'd always get lost before I got there. So I finally learned, and then they moved it again.
God love you. That's hysterical. Yeah, they did move it again. Do you know where it is now? Usually?
This year?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah. It's not playing yet. Okay.
It's playing this year.
True. So, yeah, we don't know. That's cool. But, okay, John, it's also time.
It's time for trivia.
It's also, do remember, keep watch of the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Dragon Con site for new authors. It's getting busy time for being able to announce people. So watch that because you'll see them and it's cool.
So Sue, since you're our guest, I'm going to let you pick which set of trivia cards you want to play against Lee. So I've got two.
Okay.
I've got, well, it says OO's trivia, 2000 TV trivia, 80s and 90s general trivia. Horror trivia, pop culture trivia, which is just random pop culture stuff, movie trivia, or television trivia, which has the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, let's go for television trivia.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Is there a particular decade you would like to play?
Well, I'm probably not really good at the 50s.
No, God, we're not that old, folks.
So you want 70s, 80s, or 90s? Well, or 90s plus is actually what it is.
Let's go with 80s.
80s, okay.
I like 80. Good choice, Sue.
We'll start with you, Sue. First to five wins. Yeah. What show featured the characters Lenny and Squiggy Squigman? Which show featured
that
the
characters? That would
go ahead.
Laverne and Shirley.
That is correct.
John, you already asked me that question in a prior podcast.
Did I?
So yeah. So you might want to shuffle the cards a little.
Okay. You know what? I'll open up a new deck of this particular.
Oh no! I didn't mean for you to do that.
It has like 15 sealed decks in it. So.
Oh dear.
All for $3.
We're in deep trouble. Just FYI. Yeah.
There's a how's your good
definitely.
What's that?
I said she had to say something.
Well, I didn't want to get a question that I might have gotten last.
I know.
Time.
I didn't.
All right.
More for
this
yeah.
is this is
I'm
your fault.
To be good.
This is your fault.
It's
Who
fault.
Played
yeah.
Officer Williams in the series In the Heat of the Night?
Oh, that was Carol Connor. Carol
no,
O'Connor.
It was not. It was David Hart. It wasn't the lead.
Whoops.
It was the other guy.
Oops.
All right.
No,
Sue.
David Hart wasn't the other lead. He was, no. Okay, but that's all right. That's fine.
Well,
okay.
He was Officer Williams. That's all I know.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't know. I didn't watch it either night, so I don't know. Again, from the 1980s. Sue, Simon and Simon were in what business? Simon and Simon were in what business?
They were private detectives, I thought.
That is correct. Lee,
yes.
What city provided the backdrop for Simon and Simon? It has a multiple choice, so I'll give you half a point.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, please.
I'll give you half a point if you need the multiple choice. Okay.
First.
Las Vegas, San Francisco, or San Diego?
I kept thinking San Diego. Am I correct?
It is San Diego.
Yay. Okay. Awesome. I kept wanting to say San Diego, but then I was like, why am I even thinking? I don't ever know that I really watched that show, but okay.
All right, Sue, this is for you. Who was a former boxer, a gourmet cook, drove an old Mustang, and worked out of a renovated fire hall? Who was a former boxer, a gourmet cook, drove an old Mustang, and worked out of a renovated fire hall?
Drove an old Mustang. Old fire hall.
I'm going to guess after Sue if she doesn't get it.
Okay. I have no idea.
Lee, do you
Spencer, was it Spencer, like Spencer for Hire?
Yes, it was.
Yes,
it was. That is correct.
Yes.
All right.
I don't get any points for it.
No,
but
you
I
don't get any
to
points.
Know, but yeah.
Who was Spencer's sidekick in Spencer for Hire?
It was Hawk, and he then became the captain on Deep Space Nine.
That is correct. You're at 1.5 points to 2 points for Sue.
I will. Take it.
All right, Sue, what was the name of the cab company in Taxi?
Oh, God, I have never watched the show.
Yeah, where are these cards getting these questions? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I never watched the show.
No, neither did I. I did, and I don't even remember the cab company.
That was the Sunshine Cab Company.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't. Think it was right. So.
Oh, I'll give you a point for it. Okay.
Thank you.
Lee, what was Ted Knight's character's name on Too Close for Comfort? Henry Lush, Rush, or Bush?
I'm going to go with Rush.
That's right. Henry Rush. That is correct.
That is a complete nutter guess, folks. Yes. B or C is always the answer. That's how I took my SATs.
Okay. What was, Sue, this is for you. What was Henry's occupation on Too Close for Comfort? He would fit in at Dragon Con.
He would fit in at Dragon Con?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he was an artist.
I will take it. Cartoonist.
Yes. That'll work. Yeah. Good one. Yay! Sue got more points.
All right. Where did Trapper John, M.D. practice medicine after his discharge from the 4077 MASH unit?
In a hospital.
I will give you half a point. You are now up to 3 points.
Yay!
It was technically San Francisco Medical Hospital.
San Francisco? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. This is for the win, Sue.
Okay.
Yeah, you need a good... Yeah, find a good question. Find a good question.
Okay. You familiar with Webster? How familiar with Webster are you? No? Okay.
No. Nobody is not familiar at all with Webster. No.
Do you know who played Webster? No?
Nope.
Oh, man, right. I do. I wish I could whisper it to her, but it's a really weird... It's a long name. I can't do it.
Okay. Let's try this.
Yeah, no.
What Pro Bowl... Oh, excuse me. What Pro Bowl team did Tony Maselli play for prior to becoming a domestic on Who's the Boss? What Pro Bowl team... It's a baseball team. Did Tony Maselli play for?
Everybody loves to hate him in New York.
No, that's not true.
Nope.
The Red Sox.
Nope, it's not them. Think more Midwest.
Oh, more maybe Midwest? Like the it's a team that...
Cubs?
Yeah.
No. Is that right? No. It's the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, dear Lord, John.
Oh.
Why are you asking such hard questions?
Look, I don't write this thing. That's all right, Lee, true or false?
Yes.
The Cosby Show finished first. No, we're not even going to do a Cosby question. Never mind.
No, we are not. No.
Oh, another Cosby question. We'll throw that away now.
Nope.
Another one? Another
Go
one?
Away.
Another one? Sure. Okay.
There we go.
Here we go, Lee. What rocker sang the theme song for the series Booker?
Booker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even know the series Booker. Dan Fogelberg.
No, Billy Idol. Everyone knows that.
Oh, really?
No,
I have no idea what Booker even...
No,
I'm going to look it up.
No,
I don't even
one
know
knows
what
that.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Well, that was just me.
Okay, well, here we go. For the...
Go, Sue!
For the win, Sue. Booker was a spinoff from 21 Jump Street and lasted how many seasons? 1, 2, or 3?
2.
Oh, so close. 1. Of course you were so close, because there's only it was either 1 or 3 then at that point.
I thought she said 1. I actually thought I heard 1. I heard 1. Didn't you hear 1, John? No?
No, she can still win, so.
Okay.
What show guest starred famous actors each week, such as Helen Hayes, Billy Crystal, and Milton Berle? That could be anything, but anyway.
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat is correct.
Yay.
All right.
The Love Boat. So, will be... Oh, good God. I know that song.
Okay.
Can't remember important things, but I got that stupid song in. Use brain cells on that.
It's
oh, my God.
That or Never Ending Story. So what show's theme song asks you to set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance?
Love Boat.
That's correct.
Yay. Sue wins.
This,
yay.
By the way, okay, who played the captain?
I knew that song.
Who played
Captain
Stupid?
Gavin McLeod. She gets even more
bonus points. There's like 15 Love Boat questions all in a row here.
God, oh, God in heaven. These are the worst decks ever, John.
That was kind of... Yeah.
That's
too bad.
You should have stuck with
the first deck.
So, Sue, again, let everyone know where they can find you at Dragon Con and how they can get a hold of or find more information on your track or, you know, what have you.
Well, we have a Facebook group, Dragon Con Sci-Fi Literature, and you can look for it there under that name. Yeah. And, we don't have a Yahoo group anymore because Yahoo went kind of wiggy on me.
We don't have a we don't have a Google Plus account anymore either. Anyway, go on.
I don't.
That's just
anyway,
it's
I have. You can email is scifilit@dragoncon.org.
Mm-hmm.
And as like I said, at DragonCon, you can find us in the MCA and free room in the Hyatt Hotel.
Woohoo!
That sounds great.
That's the plan right now. Where it is?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. Yeah.
Watch. You download the DragonCon app. And you do that. We forgot to ask you one quick question. Is there, and the answer maybe no, is there anything you're planning to do for charity, 2019 charity of Atlanta Heart Association?
Actually, we are, yes.
Awesome. Sorry.
We are.
Oops.
Go ahead.
No, we oops. Are, you tell us. Yeah.
We are putting up, selecting 8 to 10, probably more like 8 books, and having them, people vote on their favorites by putting money in a jar for that book.
Very cool.
And I'm also going to ask some of the authors who are there, whose books these will be, to if they could, to put it at their signings if they, you know, if they can, to help out.
That's
what we're doing.
That is fantastic. So again, folks, go check out the science fiction literature. I think that's the official title, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Track over at DragonCon in the International Towers, somewhere over there, but in the Hyatt. Tentatively scheduled to be there. Most likely going to be there. Probably 90% chance that they'll be there. But of course, check out the DragonCon app, as Lee points out. So until next time, this is John for Sue and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.
Sorry, I'm giggling. I'm sorry, I'm giggling.